It was 12 o'clock at night when a large group of protesters seized the functionality of Mercamadrid, Madrid's main food supplier. This was the beginning of a 24-hour strike that tried to paralyze the country. Since then, labor union representatives have been working around the clock, avoiding the normal activity in industrial areas, transport, public buildings, education, media, and commercial stores, even if that meant confronting the police. As a result of that, there have been over 100 protesters arrested and scores injured. Dozens of police officers are reported to be among the injured, but all of this effort has had different results. Although the main industry has been practically stopped, transports have operated with minimum services, working at 30% of its normal activity. Stores have been able to open after struggling with the pickets, and people in general have been able to get to the jobs with not too many problems. But still, the austerity message of the government have managed to get thousands of Spaniards out in the streets protesting for the budget cuts, tax raises, labor, education and health reforms. Undoubtedly, as it is, the strike has changed everybody's day. The tracing differs on who is collecting the data. Labor unions argue that millions of people have followed the strike, a little less than last one. The government says, on the contrary, that the results have been rather low between the officials, hostelry and commercial stores. And if we stick to a non-interpretive fact, the electoral consumption has been higher than in the last two general strikes held in March of this same year and in September of 2010. Although a major view may be taken if we count the demonstration that has taken place in all the main cities in Spain. In Madrid, for instance, a massive demonstration led by calling unions has gathered hundreds of thousands who've joined the union's leaders' demand to Mariano Rajoy a turn back in those measures that were not in the Populist Party electoral proposals.
Devuelva la palabra.
The people should have the final word. Citizens of this country, including those who, in good faith, have voted for his party, did not vote for him to rule using the directives of the European Central Bank, which simply interpret the interests of the financial markets and the German Chancellor.
This strike, the ninth in Spanish democracy, has been called by the major unions to protest against the Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy's austerity measures that include budget cuts in education and hikes in personal income tax and VAT. They have also protested against the labor reform just as the same as the rest of the people gathered here tonight in the Plaza de Colón in Madrid. Ian Díaz, Press TV, Madrid.